to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for spending a little bit of your holiday weekend with us. We consider ourselves to be not just friends, but family as well to all of you, each and every one of you. In our listening audience, it's Saturday evening, May 28th, and here I am live at AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. Going out to our affiliate stations, AM and FM, across the country of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Go visit it. If you haven't been there today, we have so many great articles for you. We put two or three new articles up to the website each day on average, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Every day a new story bringing you the news you need to know as we cover race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And we are also broadcasting online to a worldwide audience at libertynewsradio.com as well. Can't thank Keith Alexander and Bill Rowland enough for their continued service as co-hosts of this broadcast. You know, we're the best because I work with the best, and they are the best. Keith and Bill add so much depth to this show, as do the other two co-hosts in our all-star stable of talent, Eddie the Bombardier Miller and Winston Smith. Winston Smith, ladies and gentlemen, wanted me to relay to you a message tonight. Some emails had been coming in as to why Winston had not appeared recently on the program in his capacity as a co-host. Winston served in the United States Navy as a younger man, and during his service in the Navy sustained some permanent ear damage that he controlled with use of hearing aids. And Winston, if you've ever met him at a conference or at an engagement, does wear, you know, small hearing aids in his ears. Well, unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, the hearing aids completely failed him. Winston Smith is now completely deaf for the time being. He is looking into his options and is consulting with the VA to get some implants that would restore some of his hearing. But the VA said it's going to take them a couple of months to get to him. So for the time being, Winston Smith, due to his ailment, will not be able to join us on the broadcast. I was respecting Winston's privacy. I've only been able to communicate with Winston via email and text message over the course of the last couple of weeks. But he did say that he had been receiving a lot of emails and that he wanted me to let you know his condition. So we ask that all of you pray for our compatriot Winston as he goes through this difficult time and as he explores, you know, his options for getting this fixed. So I would like to ask you to go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, click over to the contacts tab where you can get the email addresses for each member of the Political Cesspool hosting staff, and send Winston an email. His email address again is on there at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Just click on the contacts page and email Winston and let him know that you're praying for him, that you're rooting for him, and that your thoughts are with him right now. And again, I'm telling you this at the behest of Winston himself, who contacted me via text message just a few minutes before we went on the air tonight. That being said, back to work here. As hard as it is when you're talking about a family member like that, as hard as it is to focus on anything else once you've gotten into the subject, we do have a little more material that I want to cover with you this evening before we sign off tonight and start enjoying the Memorial Day weekend festivities ourselves. But in recognition of Memorial Day, and Keith Alexander and I talked about this somewhat during the first hour of the show tonight, I thought that this would be a pretty appropriate story to bring to your attention. As I mentioned, earlier in the show. I was watching a TV series on the History Channel this weekend called America, The Story of Us. And it debuted, I don't know, a year or two ago, but they still, you know, run air reruns of it quite often. And they're doing it this weekend, or we're doing it today in honor of Memorial Day. And it's, I don't know, it's about a 10-part series, I guess, which each of the parts being 2 hours apiece. And it starts with documenting the, you know, American evolution pre-Revolutionary War, and goes all the way into modern day 21st century America. Of course, there are many highlights on the civil rights struggle and how important that was. I mean, I think that, you know, that's about an 8 or 10 hour story. I mean, they really got to focus on that. But anyway, I was watching it today, America, The Story of Us, on the History Channel, and I learned many important things about our country that I had never heard about before. The episode I was watching today dealt with the Revolutionary War itself, and of course, George Washington being a big part of that. Here were a couple of things that I learned. Number one, freed slaves, black soldiers, in other words, were the true backbone of George Washington's army. I never knew that before. Thankfully, the History Channel was here to, you know, get this, put history into accord with the facts, as they say. So freed slaves were the backbone of George Washington's army. Washington's top advisors were homosexual. Again, you know, all those years I went through school in the 80s and my history teachers were lying to me each and every year. I had never heard before that homosexuals advised Washington and blacks were his, you know, best soldiers. If it weren't for homosexuals and blacks, George Washington would have accomplished nothing. That's what I learned today. And then I watched, you know, a little bit further, and it got into years past the American Revolution. God knows it got into the Civil War. And I learned that, to hear the History Channel tell it, Harriet Tubman was essentially an unrivaled American hero. We talked about Harriet Tubman a little bit earlier in the show. The so-called Native Americans, or American Indians as they are more accurately called, were really just good people. They were just fighting to protect their land and preserve their way of life. But the South, the Confederacy, was and is bad for doing exactly the same. Now, in addition to all that, when they would go into commercial break, they continuously featured a new American Airlines commercial, which is appropriately titled Putting Them First. Putting Them First, the new American Airlines commercial. I'm going to have this posted for you on the Political Cesspool's website on Monday. I'm holding off on this post because I wanted to hit on Memorial Day at thepoliticalcesspool.org. But I don't know about you, but when I think of the United States Marine Corps, the first thing that pops into my head is an image of a black woman serving this country as a Marine. Well, that's obviously the first thing that popped into the producers of this commercial for American Airlines, because that's exactly what they feature. American Airlines proudly serves those who serve our country, the ad reads. And I'll get into that a little bit more right after this break. Stay tuned. You love to hear what I have to say next.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please understand me, baby.
Don't let me be.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be
misunderstood. I lost my...
Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
In basketball, they'd call that little move we just did a stutter step. But nevertheless, here we are back with you on the Political Cesspool, live, unrehearsed, and uncensored this Saturday evening, May 28th. And just in that last segment, I was talking to you about what I learned from the History Channel today. I'm going to put up a post about the experience on Monday, on Memorial Day itself. I also was telling you a little bit about a new American Airlines commercial, which, believe it or not, they entitled, American Airlines entitled it, Putting Them First. And here's the description of the commercial from the American Airlines website. American Airlines proudly serves those who serve our country. As a public gesture of gratitude and tribute to those in uniform, veterans, and their families, American Airlines introduces this touching television commercial entitled Putting Them First, about a young Marine seated in a busy gate area who is asked to pre-board as a military passenger. As she makes her way to the gate, the fellow passengers step aside, and one in particular gives her a special salute. That's the story. But it doesn't do it justice. You've got to see it for yourself. And yes, for your viewing pleasure, for your viewing enjoyment, I have included for you the video of this commercial that will be unveiled on the Political Cesspool's website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, on Monday. But the Marine that they, or the actor, I should say, that they selected to portray a Marine in this commercial is a young black woman. And of course, the person saluting them is a old, wrinkled, World War I veteran. And a white guy gets up and salutes them. Anyway, happy Memorial Day from your friends at American Airlines, everybody. Now, what else is going on here? A lot going on in the political cesspool here recently. I got to find my notes. Of course, I could tell you about them offhand, but. And, it goes a little bit better if I've got all the facts in front of me. But what I can tell you is that what you probably already know if you visited our website, a couple of weeks ago, an executive from Warner Brothers, yes, Warner Brothers, the entertainment giant, Warner Brothers Home Video, an executive from that outfit who had heard about our radio show and website, contacted me in hopes that we would partner with them to promote the brand new re-release of Gods and Generals Extended Director's Cut. Now that the official release date has come and gone, that was May 24th, a few days ago, I can finally tell you that we, after a series of emails and telephone calls, have decided to team up with Warner Brothers on this one particular project. Because Gods and Generals is a great movie. They're re-releasing it in commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the war between the states. Now, make no mistake about it. I know that Warner Brothers is not a friend of our people. They're not a friend of our faith, and they're certainly not a friend of the South. But a blind hog finds an acorn every now and then. And Warner Brothers does have the distribution rights to the film Gods and Generals, a movie that stands alone among films because it favorably depicts the Confederacy and rightly casts Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson as heroes. And by the way, Robert Duvall, who plays Robert E. Lee, and Stephen Lang, who plays Stonewall Jackson in the film, absolutely phenomenal acting jobs. Absolutely phenomenal. So anyway, Warner Brothers knew that we were a radio show that promoted the Southern cause, among other things, to say the least, and wanted to tap into our nationally syndicated audience. And we have issued or redistributed the official Warner Brothers press release that announces the distribution of the Gods and Generals Extended Director's Cut. And that's on our website, the official press release there. Over the years, we always say, and we're very proud of the fact that the Political Cesspool radio program has made countless headlines and continues to generate more and more publicity. I think just last year alone, 2010 calendar year, the work of this radio show was covered, for better or for worse, by over 100 of the world's most prominent newspapers, magazines, and television networks. I mean, CNN has continuously given me coverage both in print and on the air. Last year, I know we were attacked by Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow, and for a number of different reasons over the course of the last 12 months and the years prior to that. The work of this show is covered by newspapers and magazines. But needless to say, when the celebrity of your work causes Warner Brothers to seek you out as a marketing partner, I think that indicates that you've reached a level of success that is not known to many. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you. We come in here, me and Keith and Bill and Eddie and Winston and the people behind the scenes on the staff of this show here at our flagship station, WLRM, and at our network out in Utah, the good people out there in Utah. we come in every Saturday night and we produce for you a show. We give you a show on the radio. We sit in front of the microphone. We do a show. But all the success that has come as a result of our work, the fruits of our labor, falls at the feet of you, ladies and gentlemen, the fans of this show, those who support this radio program, those who stand with us. You are the reason we have become a well-known and respected media entity around the world. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without you. But we're excited about the accomplishments this show has sustained over the years, and we're even more excited about that which the future holds. And we look forward to discovering together that which the future holds, and we know that we will. Now, that being said, the Political Cesspool's quarterly fundraising drive is now in full gear. If you contribute to the show before June 30th, for the end of June, June 30th, you're going to receive a special gift from us. Unlike some people, we don't ask for $20,000 contributions. We do need to raise a couple of thousand dollars to cover the cost of production over the course of the next fiscal quarter. But we're not asking for $20,000 like HK in the hour two that we were talking about. If you're generous enough to go to our website tonight, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and contribute $100 or more before June 30th, we're going to send you an autographed copy of Jared Taylor's brand new book. And if you're generous enough to contribute $250 or more before June 30th, once again, you're going to receive an autographed copy of Jared's book and a copy of the commemorative edition Blu-ray DVD that we were just telling you about from our, for now, friends at Warner Brothers, Gods and Generals Extended Director's Cut. So there you have it, folks. Those are the incentives to donate to this show between now and June 30th. We'd like for you to go ahead and do it tonight while you're thinking about it. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. We are a listener-supported broadcast entity. We can't get mainstream sponsors because we don't hide our candle under a bushel. Or we're not going to not talk about the taboo subjects or talk about the subjects that have been deemed to be taboo by the mainstream media, by our counterparts in the mainstream media. We're going to tell you the truth here on the Political Cesspool, and because of that, we can't get sponsors, okay? We need the listening audience to support us. So, again, in summation, before we move on to the next story, you go to our website tonight. We're partnered with Warner Brothers. You're generous enough to contribute $100 or more. Jared Taylor's new book with an autograph is yours. You contribute $250 or more to help keep us on the air. You're going to receive Jared's book and a copy of that DVD, Gods and Generals Extended Director's Cut, that we're promoting for Warner Brothers right now. So there you go. You know the info. Will you stand with us? Will you stand with us? Can you help us reach our goal? Well, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'd love to hear from you. You can donate there safely and securely with your credit card. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what is Steve Nash saying, the all-star point guard for the Phoenix Suns. What's he saying? What happens when you give minorities food stamps? And let's talk a little bit about the Council of Conservative Citizens 2011 National Conference. We're going to do it all right after this.
The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the Political Cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get out of this
place if it's the last thing. And one more thing that I think needs to be said. Welcome back to the show. James Edwards here with you. You know, we are working with Warner Brothers on this promotion of Gods and Generals, but I don't want people to mistakenly believe that Warner Brothers is paying us for that. The only reason I agreed to work with Warner Brothers is because, as I mentioned, Gods and Generals is the only movie that has come out in the last 50 years that favorably depicts the Confederacy. And that's a good movie. It's a really good movie. I saw it at the theater. I own a copy myself. And so we agreed to help them promote it because we want people to know about this film, but they are not paying us for that, and that was never even discussed. But nevertheless, we are offering, as I mentioned, copies of that film to people who donate, and you can get more information about that at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, back to work. You can have a civilized country, or you can't have... You can have a civilized country, or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. Now, that's another catchphrase. That's one of TPC's patented catchphrases that we want to infuse into public discourse. It kind of goes along with you can't have a first world nation with a third world population. Well, here's another one. You can have a civilized country, or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. Another example of this, and there are hundreds of examples about this each and every day in modern-day America, but the latest of which is Minneapolis Liquor Store. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yes, they have diversity up there. Minneapolis Liquor, this is proof, Minneapolis Liquor Store looted after tornado. Apparently they have tornadoes in Minnesota, too. That was another new one on me. Soon after a tornado ripped through North Minneapolis on Sunday afternoon, an estimated 20 looters ripped off Broadway Liquor Outlet. The high winds and down trees tore off roofs in the area and smashed the glass. At the storefront of the liquor store at 2201 West Broadway Avenue in Minneapolis, which was closed at the time, the looters stole liquor, cigarettes, and cash, said owner Dean Rose. The store had plywood boards nailed into its exterior by 7:30 p.m., but broken glass and cases of beer could be seen scattered on the floor inside. Rose said Sunday night that he didn't know the extent of the theft. Minneapolis police on Sunday night could not confirm reports of looting. "It's devastating," said Rose, the third generation of his family to run the store. "It puts us out of business. It's an unfortunate disaster. The whole community has been hit hard." Asia Harris, 26, of Minneapolis, said that she saw the looters as the storm struck. So they didn't waste any time. As soon as the storm started rolling, they were ready to steal. And once they hit it, they started taking things out, she said. Again, you can have a civilized country or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. And I tell you, if they never miss taking advantage of a natural disaster like this. You know, we actually have pictures of this. If you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org there, you can find the story about this incident. And I provided there for you pictures of residents of New Orleans who took advantage of the opportunity to loot during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And I think we all remember that now iconic image of the black man waist deep in water trucking through the streets with a Tupperware, it's a garbage can, I guess. It's a big garbage can full of beer, you know, that he had appropriated for himself. So there you have it, friends. Remember it. Commit it to memory. You can have a civilized country or you can have diversity, but you can't have both. Steve Nash, let's talk about him for a minute. The all-star point guard for the Phoenix Suns. Now, he's white, but he's scum. Phoenix Suns point guard Steve Nash. You know, he first annoyed me last year when he denounced, in playing in Phoenix, you would think that he'd have a little bit better tact, but as a multicultist, who cares? He doesn't care. But he first annoyed me last year when he denounced those who were supportive of Arizona's SB 1070, the famous bill that called for... you know, the immigration laws to be enforced, basically. His critical stand put him at odds with over 70% of Arizona's voting public who wanted their border secured. Here's what he said at the time. "The law was terribly misguided. The law is going to encourage racial profiling, which sets a very dangerous precedent." So he's, again, you know, he doesn't think that that law should have been enforced because he's afraid that racial profiling will occur and that will offend the sensibilities of the illegal aliens, the lawbreakers. And as I said at the time, that's right, Steve. Enforcing laws that for once implement the will of the American people by protecting the citizens of your state from the many dangers of illegal immigration is a bad idea. I guess it's better to subject the people of Arizona to crime, disease, cultural Marxism, and further unemployment than risk hurting the feelings of criminals who are breaking the laws of this country to begin with by refusing to immigrate here by the rules. Now, I got over that. I got over Steve's silliness by justifying it in my mind that at least he was never good enough to lead his team to an NBA championship. But now, Steve is taking his attempts to prove to the false gods of political correctness just how much of a team player he is by coming out in favor of pro-sodomite legislation. So not only is he pro-illegal immigrant, he's pro-pervert. Here's the story out of New York. In the wake of Phoenix Suns president and CEO Rick Welts' revelation that he's gay, Suns point guard Steve Nash has made a video in support of New York's so-called, and I've got to put that in there, so-called marriage equality proposition. Here's what he says. Hi, I'm Steve Nash. I spend my summers in New York, and I love playing at the Garden. A growing number of professional athletes are speaking out in support of gay and lesbian couples getting married, and I'm proud to be one of them. Join me and the supermajority of New Yorkers who support marriage equality. Well, again, marriage equality is, not right, because two women and two men shouldn't be able to get married. It defies natural law. It defies God's law. It's just sick. It's perverse. It's a joke. You know, so let's just, you know, we understand that. But, you know, in the past, and let me digress here for a moment, Steve Nash has also been an advocate for diversity, quote unquote, in South Africa. And I guess, you know, Steve's definition of diversity is a bunch of savages butchering white farmers for sport. But in this case, notice that Steve pitches his point of view by saying, join me and the supermajority of New Yorkers who support marriage equality. Well, what about the real supermajority of Americans not living in New York who still rightly believe that such perversity is disgusting? In Tennessee, my state, I'm proud to be a Tennessean, the home of Nathan Bedford Forrest and Davy Crockett and Jack Daniels, a recent statewide referendum, this was put to a public vote. The voters had this on the ballot in 2006. And it was a statewide referendum to outlaw pervert marriages here in Tennessee. And it passed 81% to 19%. 81% of the voters of Tennessee said no gay marriage. It's not going to be allowed. It's going to be outlawed. It's illegal in Tennessee. 81% of Tennesseans. Now that is a super majority, Steve, and most of the Americans agree with me, and they agree with Tennessee, you assuming pompous, you know what. Now, even the NBA itself can't get their players on board for such nonsense as this. You know, we all know about Kobe Bryant's recent infraction, but another occurrence of a player using a so-called anti-gay slur surfaced just last week. In the end, and this is something I always want people to remember who listen to my show, it's easy for people to see this kind of, you know, stupidity by people like Steve Nash and get discouraged because they think he's reaching a wide audience. And he's a celebrity, and they think that, you know, because he's a celebrity, his words carry a little more weight, but they don't. In the end, it doesn't really matter what celebrities like Steve Nash and media personalities think, because they almost never reflect the will of the American public. But we do. We do. You who listen to this show, the political cesspool hosts, we represent the will of the American public. You know, we stand with the 81% of, you know, Tennesseans who don't believe that two men should be able to get married and enjoy equal rights as a husband and a wife would. We don't believe that. We believe that they need help. We believe that they're sick. You know, but they don't deserve to get married. The American public stands with us on this issue and illegal immigration, another issue that Steve stands with, you know, the illegal aliens on. And they stand with us on these issues overwhelmingly so. And a commercial from Steve Nash isn't going to change that fact. But if you want to watch it for yourself, if you need a good laxative, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Political cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Welcome back to get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, friends, that time is now upon us. We are down to the final segment of tonight's broadcast. We're going to try to hit it out of the park in grand fashion for you before heading off into what remains of the Memorial Day weekend. Now, if you go to our website, and I know you will, and I know you're there, thepoliticalcesspool.org, you'll see what happens when you give out food stamps. There we have an actual photograph of a receipt that was picked up from a supermarket in Michigan. And the person who was cashing in on these food stamps bought 6 cold water lobsters, 2 porterhouse steaks, and a 24-pack of Diet Mountain Dew for a total of $141.78, your tax money at work. And that was a photographed receipt that the Council of Conservative Citizens also picked up on and were reporting on as well, our good friends and partners at the Council of Conservative Citizens. And speaking of the Council of Conservative Citizens, I have on the line with me now to wrap up tonight's show, my good friend and yours, Gordon Lee Baum, Esquire. Gordon Baum, the Chief Executive Officer of the CFCC. Gordon, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be with you, James.
Always a pleasure to host you. You have been making regular appearances on this show since our very inception back in 2004, and I enjoy each one as much as the first. And you're on tonight, Gordon, because we've got big news, big conference coming up, the CFCC's annual national conference, which is the highlight of my year and the highlight of anyone's year who has been there before. Tell us what you know, Gordon.
Okay, the conference is on Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th, coming up just a couple of weeks, in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. And it's action-packed. We have approximately 14 speakers on as individuals and panels. And the cost to attend it is only $55 a person or $100 a couple. Got a little bonus there. And that includes a luncheon on Saturday where our two main speakers are Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance, and Lou March, an attorney. And the theme of the conference that he will speak on is that we must and we can prevail. That people think it's beyond time, but it's not hopeless. And we have an excellent array of speakers, very unique, many of them. For instance, the Colonel Robert Slimp that's going to speak on the situation, the plight of the whites in Southern Africa. I know that sounds remote in South Africa and Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, but it's what can happen in the United States, or at least in large segments of it, and it's absolutely atrocious. Went from a first world country to now it's back in the jungle. We have a speaker that's an expert on Sharia law, and what was going to happen is parts of the United States and the world become more Muslim. We have James Edwards, the famous, with his big crowd to follow him, and the host of another talk show in Florida, Don Black, to speak on the advantages of radio talk show programs, which nobody can deny has been a big plus for us in this country. We have speakers on the Southern Connection, including Leonard Wilson, the past commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and a leader of the SCV in North Carolina. Because our Southern Connection is always an important part of our program. And on just about every varied topic you can think of, professors, lawyers, teachers, and experts in various fields, we'll have people there that will be having books for sale on various topics that interest the right-wingers, conservatives. We'll have our boutique T-shirts and DVDs and so forth. But it's a real treat, and on Saturday night it's just not all boring intellectual talk, but we'll have Colonel Cone, retired Army colonel and a bagpipe major, doing his magic with his bagpipes, which is always a real treat. We've had him a couple times before. And a genuine North Carolina country bluegrass and gospel band. It's first class. And so it will be a real enjoyment. We have people from all over the nation going to be there, from the Midwest, from Minnesota, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, upstate New York, New Jersey, Canada, and all over the South, from Arizona to Florida, California. So you get a chance to meet a lot of leaders and activists, delegates. We have over 20 of our national directors there, including James. And so it'll be a real treat for folks to meet some of the leaders of the movement and to hear some of these speakers. Because some of them, like Jared Taylor and Rue March, are really excellent speakers. If you've never heard them, you've really missed something. And I know Jared's had a couple of his meetings befouled in the last couple of years, but this is your chance to hear Jared Taylor and see why this man is somebody they try to block from speaking to the public. The other side cannot debate these issues with us because the people are on our side, and we win the arguments, so they try to shut us down so nobody can hear us, but they can't prevail over us. But this is a real opportunity. We make it as inexpensive as we can. We know most of our people are working middle-class people. We're a little concerned about the rise of the price of gasoline, but now that is slipping downwards, and so it's affordable to everyone. The motels, only about, if there's still rooms left, $68 a night. You can't beat that in this day and age. So it's a real treat and an affordable treat, and North Carolina is a beautiful state, and people will surely enjoy it.
Well, Gordon, I don't know. That was a fine presentation, I might add. I don't know what more I can add to that except to reiterate the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is still not too late. We have as our guest right now Gordon Baum, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And what we're talking about is the 2011 Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. It's going to take place Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. That's just a couple of weeks from now at a venue in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're going up to North Carolina this year. There's going to be speakers starting at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday. There's going to be a live band on Friday night. We're going to have a program for you with featured
bagpiper. Don't forget a bagpiper.
Yeah, bagpipers. Yeah, for all our Scottish friends out there. Going to be speeches on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then that's when the party begins. You're going to get response to your conference registration fee, you're going to be getting a special lunch meal, and you're going to be able to hear Jared Taylor, who was just featured on this show again a couple of weeks ago, and Lewis March. Now, registration is $55 per person or $100 a couple. That's very affordable. That includes your Saturday lunch. And as Gordon mentioned, the council has secured a very nice group rate of $68 a night at the hotel. Now, rooms are limited and could very possibly be sold out any day now. So conference goers should get in touch with Gordon right away.
Yeah, we need to know how many meals to order. And so I would say within the next week at the latest, people should contact us. And they can contact us by calling 636-940-8474. 636-940-8474.
Yeah, let me give that number again. 2011 Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. I have attended and spoke to each CFCC conference since 2005. I never miss them. We're always there. We always have a good time with the people. A lot of other featured speakers will be there. Lots of guests from the Political Cesspool Radio Show will be on hand. And, you know, folks, in addition to all the good information you're going to have, the real reason to go is the fellowship. You know, exchange ideas with people of like mind and enjoy their company. It's coming up right around the corner, June 10th and 11th, Friday and Saturday in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. If you live in Winston-Salem or within a short drive of the area, you had better be there. But even if you don't, there's still time to make your travel plans, to join us in Winston-Salem, June 10th and 11th for the CFCC 2011 conference. And once again, we have less than a minute to go on the show. Call Gordon Baum.
If they forget the telephone number, they go to cfcc.org. cfcc.org and get the telephone number. Or just call 636-940-8474.
Hey, be with me and Gordon in North Carolina, Winston-Salem, Friday, Saturday, June 10th and 11th. Call Gordon right now to reserve your seat and secure your hotel room. Again, call Gordon Baum, 636-940-8474, 636-940-8474. Gordon, thanks for coming on and give us the who, what, where, when, and why.
And thank you, God, for your program. And again, let's remember all us veterans, this is Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day to everybody from the Council of Conservative Citizens, Gordon Baum, our guest, and from all of us here at the Political Cesspool. That wraps up things tonight for our show. On behalf of my entire staff and crew, happy Memorial Day, everybody. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
For joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.